boy, Bears get a huge win against the Seahawks. Man, both those teams stunk. We all got to see Nick Foles playing snow. That was interesting. Tamir Burt, Jimmy Graham making some hot catches. Did that really happen? We'll never remember that, looking back in a few years, that's for sure. We hope that you had an unbelievable Christmas, and thanks for joining us with 2 weeks left in the Bears season. Zero to Dogs!
Boing, 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 boing.
Zero doinks. Zero doinks. Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zat doinks. Fauci, ouchie, Fauci, ouchie. Dan, how are you, buddy?
I'm Here's great, win. Buddy. Yeah, what do you know? The Bears win. That was a treat, I guess. I don't know how to feel about it still. Seems like people now want to act like that saved Nagy's job. I've heard some, or people have asked that question. I'm like, come on, we're not doing that, right? Stop it.
We can't do that. No. Yeah. No. These people can't be serious, right? They're 5-10, and they beat a very bad Seahawks team. What happened to Seattle?
I don't know. They are awful. That defense is horrendous. Oh, my God. All sucks.
Oof. It all sucks. It all sucks, but Nick Foles is the chosen one. Let's get into it. Zendogs! I have COVID.
All you see is just orange.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Boing, 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 boing.
Welcome back, Zero Doinks. This is Foles of Gold. Obviously, our segment is dedicated to Nick Foles and how amazing he is in his giant cock. Bill, Nick Foles took us to the promised land. I think that's what you said in the opening segment. Bears win 25-24 in a snowy Seattle. Weird to see snow in Seattle before we see it in Chicago, right? I feel like that's not a thing there.
It's true. We had balmy 50 to 60 degree weather here over the Christmas break, with which everybody got COVID. And it was weird. It was nice to watch a game, though, with a bit of snow. I know Grease Tank before the game was very, very excited. And for some snow, it does something to the old football weenus, right?
It does, yeah. Absolutely hits you right in the Johnson. Those were bad teams. They're bad. I mean, the Bears just are what they are. I don't know what the Seahawks' excuse is. They have Russell Wilson. They shouldn't be that bad, right?
Yeah, they still had DK Metcalf for at least most of that game, and thanks for not using him after just busting the shit all over Thomas Graham's face. Sorry, that was rude. It was fine. You know, Quinn got another sack. He's that much closer to breaking Richard Dent's record. Mooney looked good. Monty obviously still gives a shit. That's great. Daz Newsom got some run. He looked fine.
Fine.
Not great, but fine.
Fine. Yeah.
Fine.
I mean, Monty, I think, was like the. It is encouraging to see the players don't seem like they're quitting completely.
Yeah.
Quinn, I mean, that guy, it's just a kind of a limp dick race here to the sack record for a franchise that has historically had awesome defensive players. So, like, he's going to get the record hopefully next week, and everyone will just go, yeah, all right. Like, it should be a bigger deal than it is, and he's completely redeemed himself this year, which in turn people want to give Ryan Pace a shitload of credit for. Just knock it off. Just knock it off with all that talk. And
yeah,
I was on Bernstein today. He was saying that he doesn't see much support for Ryan Pace in his world. I was like, man, you have very selective hearing, because there are a lot of people who claim that Ryan Pace should not only stay with the Bears but get promoted. And that shit drives me crazy. Be better, Bears fans. Be you and be better. Yeah.
Expect more of yourself. Okay.
Bingo.
You're not the ragamuffin, you know, waiting to be picked last for kickball. You're better than that. All right? You're better than that. I know Ryan Pace is handsome, and it's hard to say goodbye to a guy with that type of hair, those follicles. But we can do better. Let's get a better football executive. Let's kick Ted Phillips to the business side or whatever. Just get him out of these press conferences, right? I don't know what to do about the McCaskies, but
we need to. I've had this. I don't know if I brought this up on this show. I have a buddy, and we've talked about how we need to basically blackmail Virginia into like a Donald Sterling situation, like get her to say something real racist on tape and release that and make them shame them in selling the team. I don't know if I could do that because Virginia's been dead for about 15 years now, so that'll be tough. But, you know, if anyone has any ideas, slip into our DMs on how we could get at least one of the McCaskies saying something very inappropriate on tape, please. Thank you.
What do you think Virginia's AOL handle is?
Bearscock 69. I have no follow-up.
You and me both. That's perfect. Dan, did you watch the whole game? Did you fly to Seattle for it? How'd you enjoy Sunday's game?
I was, you know, it was fun to watch it because there was zero pressure all around. Yeah. It was like, if we win, great. If we lose, who cares? We have like literally nothing to play for at this point. I guess the upside of us getting embarrassed would have been good because maybe that meant Nagy was gone sooner rather than later. But at this point, we have two games left. Who cares? Like, just let him ride it out. And speaking of Nagy, going into the game, what a fucking prick to not only put Jermaine Ifedi in front of Larry Borum, which makes zero sense, but then to make him a team captain, it felt like an extra fuck you, because obviously he knows that everyone was upset with Ifedi for the way he reacted to Jenkins sticking up for our guy. That was intentional, right? And funny with all that angst of people being upset, Larry Borum played on the left side pretty much from like the second snap on.
Yeah, he ended up filling in for apparently a paper mache left tackle of Tevin Jenkins. That's great. Nobody's talking about his left shoulder, or is it his right shoulder? Does he have two shoulders? Hard to say, Paul George. Borum seemed good at left tackle, didn't he? He seemed at least good enough.
Fine.
Didn't really notice him.
Right, exactly. Not noticeable enough to like make you go, whoops, that's really bad.
Yeah. But, to answer your question, either that's Nagy basically, giving a fuck you to Bears fans, which doesn't really seem like his style. I just think he's so tone deaf that, and I know his thing, somebody wrote a stupid article, you probably saw it earlier this year maybe, that like he tries to pick, it's new captains every week, right? And it's always somebody with a chip on their shoulder, like, you know, former Seahawks. Like, shut up. Like, it's the dumbest thing. And I think Pat Manley called him out for it earlier this year. Like, and maybe Olin Kreutz, you know, really cares. But, like, you should have the same captains every game. Maybe that's part of your problem. Like, nobody knows who the locker room leaders are when you're absent a head coach, you know, that doesn't have the leadership skills to get this team out of whatever hell they've been living in the last 2 years. Fuck you, Matt Nagy.
Fuck you, Matt Nagy. He's a dead man walking. He just wants to, I don't know, he just got to ride it out at this point. And we all do, I guess. Who cares? Yeah, it's just fucking pathetic all around. whatever. I mean, I hope he leaves and gets a coordinator job or something somewhere and does well. Like, I don't want him to be terrible the rest of his life. I just don't need him in my life anymore. Get the fuck out of my face.
Which I think he just guaranteed a spot on PJ Fleck's staff at Minnesota.
Oh, nope. They just got their offensive coordinator back from 2018, so they're all set for a while.
Okay. All right. That's good to hear. Yeah, I agree. I think a few episodes back we speculated that Nagy will not get a job outside of maybe like that entry level offensive analyst, because you can't put him at quarterback coach, you can't put him at offensive coordinator. But you know that Andy Reid's got a spot on his staff for him, right? Ooh, that sounded weird.
Ooh. Staff or shaft? Yeah, who in Kansas City wants that guy back though? I mean, he's a hated man around the league now. Like, everyone nationally is on to him at this point. They've put the Bears on national TV so many times that now everyone knows how trash he is. So
yeah,
I feel kind of bad for him there. He's might need a really good agent to help him through that. I've had a few people ask me recently, like, who do you want the Bears coach to be, the new Bears coach? Mm-hmm. I literally have no opinion of who it should be, because I have zero trust in anyone in Hallis Hall hiring the next coach. So it's just like, well, we're not going to get it right, because who's the one doing the interviews? And there were the rumors already that Bill Polian might be involved. They might ask for his help. Like, that's when you know you're a fucking terrible organization, when you get an overrated ex-GM who's been out of the league for God knows how long to help you pick another. Hey, why don't you do it? Here's another one of my buddies you could hire to fuck everything up. Oh, remember, this guy really knows how to run the ball. Here you go. Do him. It's unbelievable. So I don't know. I don't know what to say when people say that. I know there's a lot of people who have strong opinions who the next coach should be. I just don't have one.
Yeah, it's hard to – you're right. Who's making the decision? Hopefully the McCaskies do it right, where they do actually hire a football czar who may or may not – be the actual GM, or maybe that person hires the GM, and then I'd feel much better about that. Like, as many layers are in between the decision maker and the McCaskey family, and get Ted Phillips out of the way, then I'll have some level of, at least, like, I'll have an open mind.
Yes.
If it's still Ryan Pace making the call and he's got to answer to Ted Phillips, then I fully expect to hire a douchebag that says all the right things at a press conference, but he has the depth of a goddamn puddle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's where the Bears should start, by firing Ryan Pace. That's the first thing I want him to do. Then now we're cooking with gas, because now you know a new GM is not going to want Matt Nagy around, so you know he's gone for sure. So until that happens, I don't care. Don't ask me about who the Bears should hire at coach, because everything's irrelevant if Ryan Pace is still around and Ted Phillips.
And that's where this, you can get a head start the last 2 weeks of the season, but it doesn't make sense for the Bears. Like, if the Bears were smart, they would have already gotten this going a long time ago, right? They would have fired Pace and maybe had the next guy in their back pocket, but they didn't do it, right? So what the fuck's the point? Yeah, you can have Ryan Pace interview a guy who might not work for Ryan Pace. That's stupid. So you might as well put Nagy out there in front of the Dan Wiederers and Brad Swigs of the world and just have a good time. Brad Swigs, by the way, I spent my entire Sunday following him on Twitter at Brad Swigs. Pretty good follow.
Pretty great follow.
He did an okay job. He kept me informed of what was going on in Seattle at Seaman Field, I think is what it's called.
No clue. What did you call it?
Seaman Field. That's what Swigs called it. He called it Seaman Field.
Seaman Field. Yeah, sounds right.
So he's a pervert, Brad Swigs, an absolute raving lunatic pervert.
Did he say anything about going in the Space Needle? Is that something that Brad would be allowed on?
He didn't mention it, but weight limits, right? That can't happen. And fart limits?
You think Buckshot stays with the family when he's out of town for away games?
Oh, yeah. He stays with the family, all right, Dan. I'm sure he does. Just slides into that crumb-covered bedspread.
What kind of bedspread?
I said crumb-covered, but I understand why that could have been misunderstood. I just picture Swigs just eating like so much toast and just hamburger and hot dog buns. Like, it's just got to be covered in crumbs, right?
He's a big breakfast in bed guy, but doesn't use a tray. Just a lot of loose breakfast items just in his hands and resting on his tits.
I could see that. I could definitely see. Oh, yeah. Just so much yolk in his chest hair. It's got to be just appalling. Absolutely appalling. And Barbara is not interested in cleaning up.
No, definitely not. Anything else we want to talk about? Bears, Seahawks?
Bird made a great catch. Congratulations.
Oh, that was great. That was my fantasy play this week.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great. That was great. It was a nice throw by Foles. It was a nice play.
Is Foles going to start the rest of the season here, not last two games?
Nagy suggested today no. Somebody asked him, like, are you just going to keep Fields on ice at this point? And Nagy said he doesn't see that happening, which is a really weird way of answering that question. Like, you're the head coach.
Yeah.
If you don't see it happening, then just say no.
No.
Fields will probably start at least one of these last two games. Answer the fucking question.
Right.
Answer the question.
Yikes. There was a caller. I had to run out after the game. There was a caller on Mully. Why is Mully doing post game shows still? I don't understand. Or maybe I
can't
wasn't
believe
Mully.
He's working that hard. No,
yeah,
he,
you know
he
what?
Does.
I don't think it was this week. I think it was someone else. But there was a caller who was so jazzed about Nick Foles. He's like, I've been telling everyone that'll listen that that's the best quarterback on our roster.
Oh,
and that he's
Christ.
That we would have won so many more games. You know, the other two guys don't know what they're talking. Like, you could tell he had that queued up for weeks, just waiting for this opportunity. And you know who it was? It was Fred Huebner. Fred Huebner, he was on the score or ESPN 1000 maybe. And Fred just let him off the hook. And that's what pissed me off. It's like, just call this guy. I was like, really, you think Nick Foles is the best quarterback on this team and we would be a playoff team? Really? You really fucking believe it? Fred just kind of went along with it because that's just kind of how he is anyway.
Yeah.
But are you fucking kidding me? And there was, he was, you could even tell he was out on Fields. Like, he's like, oh, he's a terrible decision maker. He was like that in college. That was a horrible pick. And like, unbelievable. Just unbelievable that people are like throwing their hat into the Nick Foles fucking camp is just pathetic. Like, you're just a loser if you're talking yourself into Nick Foles because he beat a fucking 5-10 Seahawks team. You know who else is 5-10? The fucking Bears. He beat the Bears essentially. Are you proud of that? Is he a good quarterback?
Shouldn't be. No. Mm-mm.
Grow up.
Mm-mm. Grow up. No. You can justify, and because we've said it on the show, so that's why we can justify it. Nick Foles is basically Andy Dalton. There's really no reason for Andy Dalton. If you were going to go that route, okay, fine. I'll listen to that argument. I will absolutely not listen to a Nick Foles is the best guy in the quarterback room conversation. No,
exactly. That's
fucking stupid. And we've seen Nick Foles. We know exactly what it is. It's basically what we saw from, he's a less athletic Andy Dalton with a bigger cock, I think.
Right. That's it. It's just the cock size. That's it.
That's it. And he's blonde.
Right. That's all there is. There's nothing in between. I hate Bears fans. I love Bears fans, but I fucking hate them at the same time. They drive me nuts. I just need to turn it off. That's more on me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dan. I'm talking to myself. Just shut it all off.
No, you're good. A lot of interesting votes for the Zero Doinks Cornish Hen Player of the Week, as voted on by our fans and eggs. I saw votes for Robert Quinn. I saw votes for David Montgomery. I saw votes for Demir Bird. I don't think I saw anything for Nick Foles, which says all you need to know about Nick Foles, which is great. I saw a couple other interesting votes in there as well. Dan, is it your call? Is it my call? What are we doing here? I know we changed things up last episode.
I think we got to have you keep rolling with it.
Okay.
Because we got to win after your pick. So let's hear it, buddy.
Okay. That's totally fine. You know what? I forgot this person was mentioned And I am going to go with Detroit Lions head coach Dan Campbell. He did not follow up a win with another win, but man, does he try hard. Right? They lost, I think, didn't they?
Yeah, they lost.
Okay, all right, thanks. Who'd they play?
They played the Falcons. And I think played up close, but they...
They gave him a game.
Was that Atlanta's first home win this year? Did I see that?
Oh, is that possible? I hope not, but I don't know. I don't know. So, I mean, they right now are better than the Bears. They did it with Tim Doyle, like the old Big Ten Network guy, right?
The guy who got punched by Kendall Hill?
Yeah,
we've done this joke, but recently, I think.
Oh, yeah, I think we have. I think we have. So, Dan Campbell, congratulations on your fourth Cornish hen. Courtesy of Zero Doinks and the Fans and Eggs vote. Dan, let's hear from the Cornish hen, buddy.
Hey, it's me, a Cornish hen. I'm just going to stay in Detroit. This is kind of weird that I won, that I'm staying in Detroit with a Doug Campbell. It's a me, I'm a Cornish hen. Don't shoost me in the spaghetti, Dick. Congratulations, Dan Campbell. You get to eat me again, and I want to watch you change your pants. It's a me, a Cornish hen.
Thank you so much.
I'm terrible.
Still
at that.
Kind of Italian.
It's very Italian. I just leaned into it there. I'm really bad at that. You can't.
No,
you're the Cornish hen guy. So.
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
Stop.
I'm
stop
glad
putting
we've
it
done
on
this.
Me.
Let's just keep it. Let's keep it going because the Bears won't lose the rest of this year, and that might actually be a true statement, which is frightening. Speaking of which, the Bears host the Giants for some unforsaken reason, because we live in a hellscape and I have COVID. Dan, have you previewed anything? Have you done any research for the Giants Bears game?
I've not.
Are you going? We played the Giants like this is the fourth year in a row, I think. So
yeah,
who gives a fuck, I guess, right?
It's usually, I feel like we've always at home too, right? I feel like this is like the ninth year in a row we've played them at home. And always, it's always like the first or second game of the season. So right when we're feeling great, now it's at the end when literally nobody should be watching this game. Fuck no, I'm not going to this game. That sounds awful. And there may be COVID in my house, so I'm just not going to go. So if anyone needs tickets, I got a few to sell. I did really no research, Bill, but we could go through it together if you'd like.
Sure. That sounds like fun.
All right.
Joe Judge is still the coach.
Joe Judge. Is he from Alabama? What's his story? I don't remember where he came from. He's a college guy. Everyone hates his guts, right? Weren't players just quitting at the beginning of the year because he was really mean?
Yeah, yes. Like, I don't know if that was his first year. Was that this year? Was that his first year? I don't even know how many years he's been there. Yeah.
He's, who cares? 20... Oh, no, he was with the Patriots before this, it looks like. Okay. All right, Joe Judge, who cares? He's a terrible coach. I think I saw a headline that the Giants said they're definitely bringing him back next year. That's got to be a bummer. That's got to be a bummer all around. But you know what? They're heading in the right direction, I think.
I think so.
All right, let's see. Defensive coordinator is Patrick Graham. He looks familiar. Okay, good. Let's move on there. Running backs coach, Burton Burns. He looks like a nice old gentleman. Tight ends coach is Derek Dooley. I remember that guy. Wasn't he the Tennessee coach?
Yep.
Does
I think so.
Right?
That sounds right. Yeah.
Okay. we have senior offensive assistant, Freddie Kitchens. Oh, I know him. He was with the Browns. Did he last one season with the Browns? That sounds kind of right.
Yeah. Bald guy?
Yeah, big, fat, bald guy. Good, good. All right, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. Man. Jeremy Pruitt? Isn't that another SEC coach?
Yeah. Maybe Tennessee, actually.
Yeah.
Is Joe they Judge from just... Tennessee? Are we?
He might be. Yeah, the Vols. He just likes all the ex-Vols. And this is Bielema was with the Giants last year, right? Weren't we were speculating that he had COVID or he was giving the Giants COVID. I feel like there were a lot of COVID farty gas jokes with Bielema.
Oh, yeah.
Back when you didn't like him, and now you're fucking hopping right on his tiny Bielema.
Couldn't love him more. I'm very satisfied with him in Champaign, Illinois.
Ooh,
satisfaction.
Did they get into a bowl game, Bill?
No, and I think they've stopped trying, because they probably could at this point, but I don't know if there's anybody on campus, so what's the point?
Don't even bother.
Right.
Well, let's, speaking of which, let's see if there's any Illini on this roster. Looks like a no. Wonder how many guys from Tennessee they have. Zero.
36. Yeah. No, there's no,
Tennessee Chattanooga. So. Oh, Carter Coughlin, linebacker. He's on the injured reserve list. He's a Gopher. He was a guest. He had a short guest appearance, I believe, on this podcast. A shout out, if you will. That's all I got. Giants, I don't know. Who cares? Giants stink. We should win. Mike Glennon's on the team. Probably starting this week. That's all that matters.
I can't wait.
I'm just here for the joke. I mean, that just will be hilarious.
It will be. It'll be great. It's a dream come true. I think it's his second start, right, for the Bears, against the Bears, rather, since, who the fuck? I can't remember. Am I an idiot? Am I wrong? I feel like we've already had the Mike Lennon revenge game, is my point.
Have we? Okay, I have no idea.
But I don't remember
He's
what
not
team
memorable.
It
No.
Yeah.
Who cares? Fuck the Giants. Fuck the Bears. Fuck COVID. Fuck the NFL. Good job, Bears, this week.
Good job, Bears, this week. Good job, Giants, for probably bringing back Joe Judge and Daniel Jones next year. Thanks for not learning from Matt Nagy and Mitch Trubisky experience, because it's basically the exact same thing. But I'm glad. Glad you're doing that. At least you own the Bears' first-round draft pick, which will be probably 14 after we win our last three games.
Yeah, so what's the move there? Do they want to lose or do they want to win?
Yeah, you're in a weird spot. It's a win-win and a lose-lose, Dan.
Yeah. Ooh, quite the dilemma. Just a tie? What does a tie do? That might help.
It might. I'm too stupid to figure it out.
I feel like we should put some money on it.
On the tie? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm in. Remind me.
Yes.
Sunday
at 11:55.
There we go.
Jinx. Good. Almost 3 minutes off. You'll use those 3 minutes to fap. This has been
COVID.
Bears
COVID
and
COVID
preview.
Thank COVID
you, Jermaine Fetty. You're such an asshole. Thanks for stopping David Montgomery's very offensive Angels in the outfield after his touchdown.
Who's in that movie?
Danny Glover.
Is that right?
I think so.
Scott Bakula?
Hey, where's Mel Gibson? I need somebody to tell me some anti-Semitic jokes when the camera's not rolling.
I'm Danny Glover.
I'm getting too old for this shit. I'm Danny Glover.
See you next segment. Whatever the fuck that is. See ya! I'm COVID.
Do you have a bear that you fantasize about every Sunday? So do we. It's Bears Fantasy Corner.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Okay, Bears Fantasy Corner. This is where you come to win all of your daily fantasy, whether it's the fantasy version that people still might play if they were born in the 1910s. It could be a same game parlay. And Dan, where are we at, buddy? I feel like we are so close in the standings. I forget where we landed into this week, last week. I'm an idiot. Go ahead, buddy.
It was a close one going into the end of the game here. I barely beat you out. I had Demir Byrd, who obviously won the game for us with his beautiful catch in the back of the end zone. And you had Thomas Graham Jr. for reasons unknown. But you had Thomas Graham.
Okay.
We do not keep defensive stats in our league. So you got right. Zero. I had slightly above zero. So I think I officially take my first lead of the year at 7-6-2. We have 2 weeks left. I'm going to let you go first.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, we've got two games to make magic here. I'm going to have the comeback of all comebacks. This will be Frank Reich against Tennessee, I think. Hard to say. Frank Reich doing a great job in Indianapolis, but he's still a fucking weirdo, and I wouldn't let him around my children. I am going to go with a guy that we all really like, we respect. We absolutely have enjoyed his effort, his skill. Love just watching him between the sticks. And his name is David Montgomery. It's time to get a win. I'm going with Monty. Thank you, Dan. Who's your pick this week, buddy?
That's a good, strong pick. I'm going to take a guy who's been real clutch for us lately, really, especially this week. And he came up huge in the fourth quarter, right at the end of the game, with a huge touchdown, almost a touchdown. And I'm, of course, going to go with Jasper Horsted.
Nice.
I think Jasper's going to get a lot of play against the Giants. It's going to be a blowout win for the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably going to throw for two touchdowns. He's going to score on a tight end reverse, maybe out of the Wildcat. I don't know. I love the Wildcat. I wish I could see it every play. Jasper Horsted is my click to pick, my clit to pick,
ooh,
my click it or ticket to pick it.
Yes.
This week, week 16, but yes. It's not. Wait, this is week 17 technically?
It is.
No.
It is.
And there you go. Jasper Horsted v. David Montgomery. Who will come out on top? Time will tell.
Time will tell. This is great. I'm sure they will all be talking about it in the Soldier Field press box after Brad Swiggs breaks wind and makes everybody incredibly uncomfortable and ill. I like it. I like your pick. I expect us to potentially be tied going into week 18. Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see. I wish you the best of luck. May the Irish eyes smile upon your taint, Dan.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Who had good and bad weeks? Dan, I know there's a game going on right now. Monday Night Football.
I'm trying to picture a scenario where Irish eyes would be laying on my taint. Am I at a doctor's office? Maybe I'm at a gynecologist for reasons unknown, and they're just digging around in my taint. Can you explain to me why Irish eyes would be looking at my taint?
I assume because a leprechaun is small, and that's the first thing he sees, Dan.
Oh. So you're saying I shouldn't wear the jorts anymore?
I'm saying you should. I'm saying that's okay. Probably too much cloth, actually.
Okay, got it,
mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone listen to this podcast anymore?
I'm glad that you do. 23% non-males. Last I looked, I love it. We love you.
We love you.
Dan and I are a little in the weeds this episode. Not a lot of prep. Standard fare. The fact that we're even talking about fantasy players right now is somewhat shocking.
It is. All right, let's talk numbers. Let's get down to the numbers.
Plus, minus, plus, minus. I love numbers. Periodic table. That's not numbers, is it? I don't know.
All right. Who are the big winners this week? First place
this week.
Our listeners are the big winners. Joe Burrow. I think it's his first time in the top three. 53 fantasy points. He just absolutely fooked the Ravens. Good for him. Dak Prescott is next. 43 fantasy points. Coming in third, Josh Allen, 40 points. I think I loved the Patriots this past week, and they fucking lost. Sorry. Did you see Stefon Diggs saying, fuck you to the fans?
I didn't know what he was doing. I saw him talking some shit, yeah.
Oh, it was like he just was pointing to each fan. He goes, you, shut the fuck up. It was awesome. I loved it. I loved it. So that's our top three fantasy performers of the week. Surprise Nick Foles isn't up there. Who are the Taysom Hill trash performers of the week presented by Glad? We have a New York Giant on here.
Oh boy.
-1 fantasy point, Jake Fromm.
Oh. Justin Fields' old friend from Georgia.
Why was he in the game? Did Glennon get hurt? I feel like he's good.
I think Fromm had the start.
Fromm started.
And then he got pulled. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He had seven. Oh, boy. He was 6 of 17 for 25 yards and one interception. Giants quarterbacks make me laugh. Good call. Yeah, Jake Fromm. I hope Glennon starts this week.
I hope so too.
I need it so bad. I need it so bad. So Jake Fromm is the worst performer this week. Next is Blaine Gabbert, negative 0.25 yards. He threw one pass. So, yeah, he gets negative points in our league. That's it. Just two negative players this week. I don't know about Taysom. Is Taysom – Taysom's not playing tonight, right?
No.
He's COVID. It's Ian Book.
Yeah.
Ian Book's playing tonight. So Taysom with 0 points again. Trash player all year, every year. Go ahead, Saints. Keep paying him. Bears fans, stop talking about Sean Payton. Thank you.
You're welcome. But do continue to talk about John Lithgow and his unbelievable chest. I still can't stop thinking about that scene in Dexter from last week where all of a sudden he popped on my TV and it was Nipple City. He was the mayor. I wanted to be his assistant so I could bring mail and other things to his chest. Is that what assistants do? I've never really had one.
I've never had one. What? Why was he shirtless? Was it a sex scene?
It wasn't. He was in a bathroom, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody that's about to jump into Dexter. But so please press pause now, and then don't press play right away because it's about to be spoiled. There's a lot of blood. That's all I'm saying. There's a lot of blood. I don't know why he was shirtless though. It's a great question. Now that you mention it, I think he must have just wanted to show off his tits, right?
Is he a cop?
No, not in that show. Mm-mm. I don't think he was. Dexter is in that show, at least the original version, is a like a blood spatter guy for a police department, Miami PD.
Yummy.
Oh, God, I know. Splat, splat. Snap, snap.
I'm Brad Swigs, off of Virginia. All right, that was a good fantasy corner. I think we covered it all.
I think we
Thanks,
did.
John
Can't
Lithgow.
Wait to tie you up this week, Dan. Let's get to a week 18 and make some memories. Thank you so much for doing research for about 3 minutes. I appreciate it.
Love you.
Love you, too. I have COVID.
Hams and bread. Hams and bread. Hams and bread. Hams and bread.
Zero doinks!
Yes. Yes.
Zero doinks!
Yes. Go!
Zero doinks!
Push the ball. Push the ball.
Hams and bread.
Go!
Sauce out!
Yes. Go! Kick it in!
Hams and bread.
Let's go!
Hams and spreads. Pick three. Printing Money's Pick of the Week.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining again. We're back. Hams Eat Bread. We're going to kick it to our boy Rick. Bye, Rick. Take it.
Yeah, I've been watching the film at night.
Hi, this is Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams, 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 and hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads.
Our buddy Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman. Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Ricky Fieldsman.
Rick Fieldsman's my dad.
Hams and spreads. Featuring me, Rick Fieldsman.
Hey, Doinkers. Rick Fieldsman here. Missed my deadline. Completely forgot that sports were a thing. Just completely amped up on the Bears. Just all Bears, all the time. I never lost faith. I knew the Bears would win. The Bears have never let me down. The Bears are 6.5-point favorites versus the Giants at home. This is the easiest bet of all time. Nick Foles and the Bears are going to score 38 points. The over-under is 37.5. Chicago Bears minus 6.5, over 37.5. I'm trying to make the bet right now, but I have $0 in my account. I need to replenish this. I got some Christmas monies so I'm going to be depositing into the account because I need more Christmas monies. This is the easiest bet of all time. I had a wonderful Christmas. I got a lot of pants. Apparently, my pants selection prior to Christmas was very negative, and my family told me by their purchases and their giftings. What else did I do? I had a lot of beers from Iowa. Shout out Toppling Goliath Brewery. Shout out King Sue, Double Dry Hopped. Love you guys. Sponsorship. And those are the only two picks I'm going to give you because those are the only two picks that matter anymore. And let me tell you guys something. Bill Doinks and Dan Doinks are my best friends. They haven't called me in 3 years, but they're the only people who think about me. And I love them for that. And if I wasn't a gray baller, I don't know what I would be. I would be somewhere sleeping in a truck on the side of the road versus where I am right now, which is sleeping in a truck in the Ameristar East Chicago Casino parking lot. And with that, I'm going to send it back to my best friends and your best friends, the two greatest people in the world, who I like to call the boys. And as always, have a good one at the windows.
And this has been the world's greatest and first segment within a segment, Hams and Spreads with Rick Fieldsman.
Rick Fieldsman is the smartest person in the whole wide world.
Rick Fieldsman can make you a lot of money.
Man, he sounded terrible. Do you think he ate too much Christmas goose?
Yeah, Cornish. He eats Cornish hen. You know that, right? Has he told you that?
He did. You know, he called me actually on Christmas just before dinner, and he said, "Look, I've been waiting for the right time to tell you this. You know, I'm sorry."
So
that
wait,
we're
do
not
it.
Face
do it
face.
In his voice. Do it in his voice.
I am Rick. Merry Christmas, Bill. Sorry to tell you, but I eat Cornish hen. See you at the windows. Yeah, that's sorry. That's the best I could do.
Hi, Bill. This is Rick. I've been eating Cornish hen. Oh, boy. Have I been eating Cornish hen. See you at the windows. Cornish hen. Pick of the week. Brought to you by Matt Nagy. Acquire the ball. Step one.
Absolutely fantastic. I'm going to miss that segment this week. Apologies to everybody, by the way, for my performance last week. I was a bit inebriated, and I am so sorry. It got super fuzzy after Bears Fantasy Corner. Dan, any line on Bears Giants yet? I'm going to guess the line. I do not know the line. I'm going to guess Bears. Oh, no, wait, I do, because Swigs told me. I think it was Bears minus six, right?
Bears minus six. You got it. First time we've been favored probably since we played the Lions. Does that sound right?
It sounds right, yeah.
So we're given six this week. Over-under is 38. Oh, NFL football, over-under is 38 points. Just gross. I had the under last week. I told you to take that. That did not hit. It went over with the Bears' last touchdown. Lost me some monies in a parlay. Fuck you, Bears and Seahawks, for scoring points in the snow. What do you like in that game, Bill?
I do like the over because they have to score more than, you know, they got to go 40-plus, right? Otherwise, just shut the whole league down. I'm starting to regret that pick immediately. And 6 points... 6 points is a lot of points. So I'd go Bears money line. It's not a lot of value there because I feel like the Giants are so bad. There is no way, whether it's Foles or JF1 starting. Ah, shit, I'm starting to regret that too. Okay, go Giants money line and the under. How about you, Dan?
Giants money line. Okay. Yeah, it's still likely the Bears could lose it. Yeah, I like the over just because, come on, it's NFL football. Everyone just stop it.
Yeah.
David Montgomery is still playing fucking hard. I feel like he could. Yeah. But God forbid we get close to the red zone at all. The closer we get to the end zone, the bigger problems we have. Like, holy shit, what are we doing? It's like a fucking high school team. What are we afraid of?
It's so terrible. That's what made it so shocking that they actually won, you know, on Sunday, that they actually capitalized on both the touchdown and a two-point conversion. But, you know, of course, it was a fumble by Foles, I think, the play before that damn near cost them the game. That's Bears football right there.
That's Bears football. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Big time.
I don't know if you – so I don't know if you recall this. I had one of my preseason futures bets for the Bears, I have them winning between 6 and 8 games on DraftKings. So that – or FanDuel. So that win was huge last week for that.
Yes.
So if they should win this week and that pick should hit, they lose this week, I'm absolutely fucked and I'm going to be very upset. I also have the Bears finishing third in the NFC North, which I feel like that's locked up, right? I don't think we can catch the Vikings.
No, because Vikings are 7. We could catch the Vikings. I don't know who they play this week.
All for nothing. Yeah, well, that last game, I guess, could be big. So anyway, yeah, I need the Bears to win this week. I need it just for that. I would not take the Bears. I would just take the over. Just do it. So that means you probably should take the under because I think when I've given an over-under pick every week with the Bears, it's gone the other way.
Yeah, and I'm not sincere about taking the Giants, so don't actually put any faith into that, okay? Having a good time. Just having a real good time. Dan, what other games of note are there in the National Football League, as Mark Schlereth would say, because he just loves saying the word football every 12 words.
Gross. I'm just scanning through here. Rams at Ravens. No more Thursday night games, huh? Doesn't look like it. Looks like all Sunday. Rams at Ravens. Wait, when is that's almost New Year's. I don't know. Just shut up, Dan. Rams at Ravens. Rams are given 3.5. The Ravens, I think, are just done all around. They just got smoked by the Bengals. 3.5 on the road for the Rams. I kind of like them there.
Yeah, but somehow the Ravens are the 7th seed in the AFC. It makes no sense. Weird. I don't understand math. So I'm humping the Ravens. John Harbaugh's due. I don't know who the hell is going to be quarterback though, but who cares?
Who cares? Boy, the Bills are given 14.5 to the Falcons. That's a big line. I'd be tempted to take the Falcons, but don't do it. Ooh, Chiefs at Bengals. That's kind of a fun one. Mm-hmm. Chiefs are given 5.5 points. That feels like a lot of points. I'd maybe take the Bengals plus 5.5 at home against the Chiefs.
Yeah, they can control the ball a little bit. They could do that. They could absolutely keep Patrick Mahomes and Jackson Mahomes off the field. Oh, Jackson, so gross. I'd go Chiefs, though. I'd hump the Chiefs, personally.
Ooh, all right. I'm seeing a lot of big numbers here, and I like – all right, I got you here. Vikings are at the Packers this week, by the way. They're getting 6.
We're catching the Vikings, aren't we?
We might be. So the Jets are at home against Tampa Bay. They're getting 13 points. Jacksonville at the Patriots are getting 15.5 points. Falcons plus 14.5 at the Bills. Put those all in a teaser, baby. Just get those lines way up there. Yeah. If they lose, that's not on you. You're having a lot of fun. That's a lot of points. That's what you're going to do. That's the play.
Or is the play, and I do not advise this, but find that one dog that will win outright like the Texans did against the Chargers last week. Who was frisky enough to topple not just the points but the win? Is there anybody there that you'd be like, yeah, I could actually picture that?
Jets at home against the Bucs?
Maybe.
Plus 500? Maybe.
Just because the Bucs don't have anybody right now, right?
Right. I kind of like that one. Because Jacksonville at the Patriots. Patriots desperately need a win.
Yeah.
Falcons at the Bills. Yeah, Bucks don't really need it.
Bucks aren't going to catch the Packers.
No.
Yeah.
I like that. If we're going to take one, that's it.
Okay.
Jets money line at home.
I'll remind you that on Sunday morning, as well as the other thing that I already forgot to remind you of.
What we were talking about? Bears. It was Bears related, I think. I don't know. Who cares?
Oh, a tie. Bears Giants tie. Yeah, that's it. Which would not help you.
Would not help me at all. Let's see what we got here. They don't have it up yet. We're definitely going to look for a tie, boys and ladies. Sorry.
Yes. Yep. 23%.
All right. Yep. That's all I got for you, Bill. I don't like anything else.
That's okay. Let's go to Toffee's Corner.
For the first time in podcast history, we welcome you to a segment within a segment within a segment. This is Toffee's Corner, exclusively on Zero Doinks.
Edmonton fan for my whole life.
It's Toffee's Corner.
Football.
It's soccer time.
And it, you know, your history. It's enough to make your heart go. Oh, we don't care what the red side say. What the heck do we care? Cause we only know that there's gonna be a show when the Everton boys are there.
Toffee's Corner, exclusively on Zero Doinks.
Castle's trash.
Wow, Dan. I don't think our Toffees played, right? A little COVID pause? Is that accurate?
Yeah, they've had the last... Yeah, you're right. The last two games have been paused. They were supposed to play Burnley at Burnley, so that didn't happen. So we have a big game coming up this Thursday against our... meaning Zero Doink's most heated and hated rival, Newcastle. Play Newcastle this Thursday, 1:30 Chicago time. I don't know if it'll happen. I have no idea. It sounds like Everton has a shitload of COVID. I'm sure Newcastle does as well, but they're a bunch of fucking nerds and they don't go out, so maybe they don't have COVID. I don't know. Bill.
They might not.
They might not. You want to hear the line for that?
I do.
Or you just want to move
on? I'd
love to. Okay. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm just stalling till I get that line up here. So here we go.
Okay.
Everton. Newcastle. Everton is favored. Oh my gosh, like
Holy
the Bears.
Oh shit.
A rare favorite in the game. They're -130 to win the game. Newcastle's +370. A draw is +275. 1:30 Thursday. Bill, you have any thoughts on that game?
Unfortunately, I'm without thoughts as of this moment. I know that this is a big internal rivalry between a couple of eggs. Well, one egg. And a bunch of us, I know, you know, it's you, me, Mike in England, and Rick against Brother Dave. This is a big one, Dan. We cannot lose this. We cannot, and we will not. Newcastle is still fighting for their relegation life, I think, before the Crown Prince may murder somebody. And I don't think it's free agency time yet. I don't think that's what they call it in the Premier League. Transfer season, I think, is what they call it,
okay.
Right? So we're taking it home. I don't care who's on the COVID list. This is our week to shine, Dan.
I agree. We're 15th on the table right now with 19 points. Newcastle no longer at the bottom. They're 19th with 11 points. Man, we are not far off.
That's a big one.
That's scary. It's a big one. We desperately need a win. It's going to happen. It's going to be a blowout. Bloodbath. There's going to be magpie blood all over the field.
Can't wait to see it. What do you think magpie blood tastes like, Dan? Like, what would you compare it to in terms of like a soft drink or maybe an alcoholic beverage?
Mashed potatoes. Mm. Like too dry, like real dry mashed potatoes. Needs the gravy. You're not going to get it. Like almost like falls apart, crackling type of. Mashed potatoes.
Is that what you did you cook that for Christmas, Dan? Magpie blood potatoes?
Might as well have been. Christmas was canceled in my house. Thanks for bringing that up.
What'd you eat?
Pizza.
That's like the perfect meal for me for Christmas because I'm a Ninja Turtle.
Which one? Who's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Couldn't tell them apart. I know there's different colors on their shields. Mm-hmm. No, their shells and their necks.
Their headbands.
Headbands.
But they wore them around their eyes. So are those still headbands if you wear them around your eyes?
Good question. I don't think so. I feel like I'm going to say Donatello, but I don't have any reason for that. What about you, Dan? Out of the four, any of them really tickle your nuts?
I'm a big Raphael guy myself. Yeah, big Raphael guy. Just a cool dude all around. I don't remember if he was the cool. Maybe that was Michelangelo.
Yeah, I feel like Raphael was like the kind of the bookworm.
Nerd?
Yeah.
Okay. What was Donatello's deal? I feel like he had a sketchy past.
Yeah, like I think
he used like a lot of inappropriate touching of other turtles.
It's definitely possible. I think he had to clear his cache on Netscape because that was probably hot back in the day. In those days,
I
think a lot of weird turtle sex stuff on his internet.
Were they all trying to fuck April O'Neil, or was it just like one of them?
No, I think they all wanted to break off a piece of that. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. What do you think she thought of that whole thing? Like that whole scenario? Was it? She was a human, right? Any turtle blood in her, so to speak?
Well, I mean, judging by the name of the show, they were teenagers.
Oh boy.
I think she probably should have stayed away. I think someone should investigate that. Mm-hmm.
Seems like a too hot for teacher situation, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. She was a reporter, like a news reporter. Does that sound right?
Yeah, sophisticated type of job. Like, she had a lot to lose. Was she hanging out in the gutter with four 13-year-old turtles with fucking things on their eyes? There's a lot of questions here that I didn't really think of until tonight.
Yeah. Do you think if they swapped those headbands or eye bands or whatever we're calling those, do you think anyone would notice?
I wouldn't have, personally.
Same.
They look similar to me. I mean, Raphael was fapping it in the corner to some Calvin and Hobbes, but so you could definitely pick him apart. The other three, no, they were trying to get up her
pick
reporter.
Your poison, if you will. Yeah.
What about Splinter
was their dad, right?
Maybe. Who was the rat?
Coach? Yeah, isn't that Splinter?
Oh, okay.
The coach? What do we call him? Sensei?
Sensei, yeah, that seems right. I don't remember him ever really teaching him anything, though. What's he doing hanging out with 13-year-olds, right?
Why, like, I assume he had the same issue as them, like the ooze or whatever that made them half-human teenagers. Why isn't he a teenager as well?
Good question. Really strong question. I don't have an answer for it. What I do have an answer for, though, Dan, is circling back to Newcastle. Now, Newcastle had a surprising draw with Manchester United. The Toffees, like you said, two consecutive COVID games. Wait, let me just make sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You're on the right track, unlike last week.
Calvert-Lewin might finally be back. We should be able to use our rest and superior talent to pick up 3 points. There won't be any late Lejeune goals this time to deny us the win.
Yeah,
unquote.
Okay.
You know what I meant, right?
I did. Yeah, I'm sure everyone does. What would Lejeune, just so for those people who don't know, who is that?
He's a turtle. He's the fifth turtle.
He's the fifth turtle.
He's the fifth turtle. He's of age.
He left the group.
Yeah. April keeps turning him down. That's what makes it even more sketchy. She's like, no, I'm hanging out with your brothers down in the sewer. I'm sorry, I can't go to the Italian restaurant tonight. I've told you three times. There's a great story to be told about these prepubescent turtles that like pepperoni.
You ever seen a turtle penis, Bill? Is it hide in the shell? Or is it just dragging on the ground?
If I've seen one, it would have been unintentional and I would have mistaken it for like a pile of sand or something if I saw it walking by the sea.
A pile of sand.
Yeah, like I pictured like a turtle so slow it probably drags sand, I assume, on its giant turtle penis. I'm assuming they're big.
Okay.
Because they've been around for a while, so they've had to attract... They probably have sex with more than just turtles, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I would think.
Okay.
That's where did the ooze come from, Dan?
Okay. What do you think they have sex with? What else? I don't mean to keep asking questions, but... I'm very curious now.
Gila monsters, Dan. Obviously.
Get over here, turtle. Watch this push-up. Come and fuck me. Why are you in Arizona? I'm getting huge on this highway in the middle of Tucson.
Why is there a bunch of goo pouring out of your headband? Do we call it a headband? Because it's only over your eyes. I have COVID.
I think that's all I got for Toffee's Corner.
This has been another rousing soccer segment within a segment within a segment. Thank you, Dan. Go, Everton.
We all have COVID.
This concludes Hams and Bread, America's favorite sports wagering segment, which includes a segment within a segment, Hams and Spreads, and the segment within a segment within a segment, Toffee's Corner. Thank you for listening exclusively on Zero Doinks.
Would love the Toffees forever.
Ooh, love your kit, Dan.
Corner kicks.
Our boys in blue.
Top of the table.
Toffee, Toffee, Toffee.
It's Bears season. It's Justin Fields season. Have you ever wanted to follow us? Do it at Zero Doinks. Instagram at Zero Doinks. Twitter at Zero Doinks. Slip into our DMs wet, wet, wild. If the hams are a-slapping, don't come a-slapping. If the hams are a-slapping, don't come a-slapping. Follow us on the World Wide Web, www.zerodoinks.com. Buy our swag, buy our swag, buy our swag, buy our swag. At Zerodoinks. Let's talk about this, buddy. We are in the outro. The Gophers, I think, are playing. We're not going to do a formal Big Ten minute, but they are playing in their bowl game, assuming it's still going on. Also, the Gopher Hoops team will be playing the Illini on Sunday if the Illini can get their shit together because they're on a COVID pause as of a couple hours ago. Uh-oh. So we'll see about that. You're in the Cheez-It Bowl, right? Let's start with football. Cheez-It Bowl.
Yep. Insight Bowl, Cheez-It Bowl, Guaranteed Rate Bowl, I believe is the name of it now. Oh. Gophers are, we've covered this before, they have not won in this bowl game. They're 0-3, so they're going to break the streak this week. They are 7-point favorites, I believe. There's been actually like no talk about any issues with this game, which is strange. Good. I think the Gila monsters in Arizona have cured any COVID issues, so that's nice.
Yes.
So, yeah, that game is late Tuesday night. So when you're listening to this, I believe this is the 28th. What's today? The 27th that we're recording this? 28th. It's like a 9 p.m. kickoff or something. It's real late. So I'll probably watch a little bit of it and then fall asleep, wake up the next morning and see that they probably didn't cover and I've lost money. That's usually how it goes, but they're definitely going to win. They're going to break the curse of the Insight Cheez-It guaranteed rate bowl curse that has been hanging over the program for years. So,
yes.
Watch it, love it, lick it, stick it. Gophers, row, 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 shove, shove, shove.
I saw a picture of the Gophers helmets for the game. The Goldie the Gopher is very prominent on them, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, you like that?
I do.
I'm more traditional. Just give me the, just toss the M on there and let's get it over with. It's a bit cartoonish with the Goldie. Is it just a giant face? Like his
No, I think it's his body too.
Okay, I don't hate that. I haven't seen the helmet, so you're ahead of me.
Okay. It looks very glossy. That's not the word.
Like shiny.
Matte finish?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think I said the opposite of what it probably is. Go Gophers. I don't know anything about West Virginia this year. So I assume the Gophers will win by 46.
Yeah. Kevin Pitsnoggle is starting at quarterback for them. Mm-hmm. He's in his 23rd year at West Virginia playing all sports. So they should be fine. The Gophers should be fine.
I think so. I definitely think so. Yeah, and then if unless the Big Ten changes their rules, or if the Illini can field enough of a team, or unless Minnesota has their own COVID issues for basketball, Minnesota could get a forfeit win on Sunday.
Is that
how
it works?
Would you feel about that? That's how it does as of today with the Big Ten. How would you feel about that?
Yeah, that doesn't count. As much as I'd want to say it does, it doesn't count. Forfeit wins don't fucking count. Get it. Get out of my face.
I hope.
The end of the year when the Gophers are on the bubble for the tournament, they're like, well, they do have that one win against the Illini. No, they're not. So if they're not going to do it, I'm not going to do it, Bill.
That's a great call. I thought that today, too. I thought, toward the end of the year, there's always those big wins, big losses sort of thing, right? Would you put Illinois in that category, or could Illinois put somebody else if they were on the other side of that situation? It seems weird. It seems weird. The only problem, Big Ten commissioner doesn't really seem to pay any attention, so I feel like you're going to get a free W on Sunday. And then they're going to change the rule after that.
Okay, really? Why would the Big Ten want that? I mean, you don't want the Illini losing just cheap games. That looks bad on the conference as a whole. That would be really dumb. So, I don't know. Who cares? So what? Can't bet on the game. Thanks, JB Pritzker, you motherfucker.
No, I'm with you. I know it's convenient that I would feel the same way with Illinois facing a potential forfeited loss, but I would not want that either. Like, if they're playing Michigan State or whoever, you name the team, forfeits are really stupid, and they shouldn't be a thing in any league, right? Except for gray balls. We would take a forfeit W.
Why is the Big Ten not allowing themselves a few, like, some open dates for makeup games? Wouldn't that make sense?
And I think in a case like this, they could, because I don't think the next game is until Thursday for both teams. So you could probably make this work if you wanted to for, like, Tuesday, right?
I feel like what the Big Ten should have done is they should have started the season early if possible.
Yep.
They just left, like, a week before the Big Ten tournament to, like, have their own bubble, if you will. Like, do it in Indianapolis, have all the teams there, and any games that didn't happen, you just play them there before the tournament. That would have been awesome.
That would have been awesome.
So, like, this, Gophers Illini gets bumped now, and then in March, they, like, have to play each other in Indianapolis in, like, a Tuesday morning. That would have been awesome.
I'd watch it.
Yeah.
I'd absolutely watch it.
You blew it, Big Ten.
Like you said, Pritzker.
No.
Or at least you give yourself the option. If it doesn't matter for seeding or potential
right.
conference championship, then you said, fuck it, we don't have
fuck
to do it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Fuck it. I like it. You should be Dan Doig's for commissioner of the Big Ten.
I'm in. That would probably be terrible. That's probably a terrible gig, right? You got to answer to – you get a shitload of criticism, and you got to answer to athletic directors and presidents of universities. That's got to be the worst.
Good point.
And you have to live – do they live around here? They in that
– they're in Park Ridge.
Park Ridge office or
– yeah.
What's that office in Rosemont, the one that's off the highway?
Same. Technically, that must be Park Ridge. But that seems like it should be Rosemont because they call all those other things Rosemont. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's the Big Ten offices, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Get it together, Rosemont and Park Ridge. Figure it out. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Anything else? Bulls?
Bulls
Cubs?
Won again tonight. Bulls won. Cubs. Jesus Christ. Who cares about the Cubs? Bulls win again tonight.
Yes.
Atlanta, 130 to 118. I just watched the end of the game. That's a lot of
the
points.
Over.
Yeah, baby. Bulls are rolling. They're awesome. I think they're second in the East now. They're going to win it all. It's going to be glorious. Go Bulls.
Go Bulls. How'd Io do? Do we know?
No.
I saw he had a sweet pass to Levine, so he hit at least one assist.
Okay. There you go. Nothing else. One assist. Look it up.
Can't back it up. Not big research, guys. Anything else, Dan? Or are we good to go? This episode was super weird.
This was weird.
This is what the Bears do to us. We're basically just trying to figure things out until it's time to make decisions, Hallis Hall. That's where we're at. Who gives a fuck?
Yep. Dead inside. I tried to. There was a Packers fan trying to give me shit, and I said, hey, I'm dead inside. You can't hurt me. It's impossible. There's nothing there to hurt. I'm hollow. So, yeah. Fuck you, Bears. You've ruined me.
Yeah. But we still love you, but not really. We love Justin Fields, and we want to see him play. This has been Zero Doinks. Thank you, Dan. The pleasure was all mine and the listeners, ooh. I am sure.
Thank you, and I hope everyone stays healthy out there. Try not to get COVID.
Try not to get COVID. Like me. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care, Bill. See you later. Go Bears.
Go Bears! Zip Dogs.
You sound amazing, Darren.
Well, I'm fucking half cut, so it's a good Friday to be.
I also have a trout pond still going in my pants, apparently. Yeah.
Thanks, Matt Nagy.
I'm a just island boy. I'm a just island boy. I'm a get Kiwi going. You're gonna keep that gun.
He dressed up like a clown for them, with his face paint white.
Ah.